Hey everyone, welcome to the closet. In this episode, we talked about friendship in general, making friends in person and online. Also, are there really what we call qualifiers in making friends? And is there a difference between the dynamics of friends in person and friends online? Find out more in our first episode, starting now. Boo boo!
Hey everyone, welcome to the pilot episode of Inside the Closet with Minx and Neo, where we discuss anything and we talk about news, social issues, culture, music, and even personal stuff that we haven't discussed to anyone. My name is Minx.
And my name is Neil.
And today's outfit is about online relationships and forging online friendships. Actually, it's a funny story kasi Neil and I are besties na made online. Nag-meet kami sa Twitter space. And eventually, it moved to Zoom. Tapos those, alam mo yun, yung Zoom rooms na kayo lang, like kayo-kayo lang, tapos natutulog na kayo 24/7. Tapos it went for a month or two. Tapos the rest is history. Sabay kami nag-work on like during the night. Tapos yun, more kwentuhans, I don't know, ride or die besties, ganun. And because almost all of our conversations kasi it runs like this, like mukha na rin talaga siyang podcast even in Twitter spaces. Yun, gumawa na kami ng podcast and ayun, this is the perfect segue for our pilot topic. Again, welcome to our first episode. Episode 1, making friends in social media and forging online relationships as well. We're going to talk about people making virtual friends into maybe real life besties, mga kamahal-mahalan. And this is also relevant to us kasi dun nag-start yung friendship namin. Like, nag-start yung friendship namin online in social media. Neil and I start our friendship in social media. So, ayun. Kamusta ka dyan, Neil?
Yeah, I'm good. Yun nga, medyo, it's, nare-remember ko yung mga times na nag-start tayo mag-chikahan, yung mga times before na naririnig lang kita every morning before na may ka, alam mo yun, may ka-chikahan ka. It's not a normal chika, though. Kumbaga, early in the morning, you're talking about statistics, you're talking about research, you're talking about something in science. Like, oh my God, ang aga para sa... Alam mo yung hindi pa namin nahanap yung katawang lupa namin. Eh, you're talking about things na medyo, you know, ang hirap hanapin.
Pero to be fair ha, like more kuda din naman bilang isang palaban na school. Ewan
ko. Totoo. So ayun, going to our topic... Yun na nga, kumbaga, since we will be talking about making friends in social media, how do you really make friends ba? Like, let's start with in real life. Diba? Paano ba ikaw, Migs?
In real life kasi, depende siya. It depende siya dun sa situation eh. Like, you make real friends in, maybe roommate mo siya. Like, ayun, nag-move in ka somewhere, tapos in, like, you have no choice but to befriend your roommate or kaklase, something like that, nakakamit sa inuman, ganun, friend of a friend. And you really make friends kasi when you constantly interact with them. And syempre, ano, syempre okay dapat yung interactions. So, alam mo yun, yeah. Like okay yung dynamic sometimes or alam mo yun, yung parang nagkakasundo rin naman kayo kahit pa paano. So, may ganun na aspeto. Like, I'm not really picky with my friends, pero dapat magka-vibe kami. Kasi if not, never naman talaga magsa-spark yung friendship in the first place. Or at least, alam mo yun, magsa-stay lang talaga siya as acquaintances. Ikaw ba? Sa ano? Sa real life?
Siguro same. Since parang pareho naman tayong social butterflies. So parang, yeah, we're out there most of the time, diba? Kumbaga, palagi tayo lumalabas with friends. Parang ganun. Kumbaga, yeah, ganun din yun ako eh. That's how I make friends then in real life somehow. Meeting the friends of my friends and then befriending them then along the process. So, yun din. Parang, ako din eh. Hindi rin ako mahirap maging kaibigan at di rin ako mahirap makipagkaibigan since yun na nga, social butterfly. So, hindi mahirap makipag-socialize with people, makipag-usap, kahit ano pa yan, kahit ano pa yung ano ng tao, I can, kumbaga, start a conversation, pick up the conversation. Mm-hmm. Pero siguro yun lang din. Siguro on the context ng acquaintance at saka friend, dun na siguro tayo magkakatalo kung paano natin siya kinakwalify. Kasi, syempre, may iba talaga yung, kumbaga, pasok ka sa next round. Diba? Parang ganun.
Totoo,
kasi,
totoo.
Iba yung nasa preliminaries lang kaysa yung nasa final round ka talaga. Kumbaga, yun nga, yung acquaintance lang. Diba? Sa naging friend mo talaga. So, kasi, diba? Parang, out there, may mga namimit naman tayo pero hindi na natin sila nakakausap after. Kasi siguro, at the moment, kasi may mga ganun eh. Kumbaga, may mga nakikilala tayo. For example, sa inuman, nakilala natin sa inuman. Pwedeng friends kayo sa inuman, pero outside inuman, di kayo friends. Diba?
Yeah.
Kasi may mga ganun naman talaga. So, ayun.
Yung mga best friends mo ba? Like, sina JP, sina Joven, how did you meet them? Like, is it in the similar sense na parang dun sa mga pinag-usapan mo kanina? Mm-hmm. Or... like, are they really different situations na parang na-meet mo sila?
Parang same lang. Kasi si Joven, na-meet ko siya because of my friend. Kasama siya ng friend ko. So, parang naging friends kami ni Joven in a way na parang friends of friends. And then, eventually, naging acquaintance. And then, habang nagkikita ulit, so yun, kumbaga, lumalalim yung friendship, ganyan, nagkakaroon ng connection. Yun kasing importante, yung connection yung dalawa nung sa tao. Kasi, di ba, like what you've said earlier, kung hindi mo siya ka-vibe, wala talagang mangyayari sa inyo. So siguro that's why, parang nagka-vibe kami ni Joven nung first naging friends. And then eventually, yun, na habang tumatagal, marami na kami nachichika, nasha-share, palagi nagsasama. Siguro yun yung maganda in real life. You get to build a connection na hindi mo siya na-build sa online, yung virtually. Kasi iba talaga yung connection ng tao pag nakikita mo talaga, magkasama kayo, 'di ba?
Yeah.
So, ayun. Same with JP. JP is a friend of friend. Fervian is a friend of friend. Okay. Yung friend ni JP yung kilala ko. And then, nung nag-coffee, magniyaya ko mag-coffee nung friend namin ni JP. Andyan siya. And then, eventually, di ba? Yun, naging friends din kami. Naging close kami talaga.
That's true.
Oo nga eh.
Halatang-halataan doon. No? Ako naman, yung dalawa kong tinuturing na parang best friends in my life. Well, I had a best friend back then when I was a child. Mm-hmm. Like, from birth until grade 4, until lumipad sila papuntang States, best friend ko siya. Tapos, nag-fizzle out yung friendship after. Pero, like, parang wala naman masyadong someone significant from grade 4 until high school.
Mm-hmm.
Pero, nung nag-college ako, yung roommate ko nung third year ako was Bea. Bea is a student jock in UPLB Jocks.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, alam mo yun, nagka-vibe kami, nag-meet kami sa Iduman. Tapos apparently, crush pala niya ako. So ako like, ate, sorry. Tapos parang, the reason why tinigil niya na lumandi sa akin was, nagbabumble ako noon. Katabi ko siya. Tapos puro lalaki yung nakikita daw niya. So parang, okay, sige, stop na muna doon siya. Ayun. Tapos, alam mo yun, parang constantly nag-chat kami after. Kasi we were... RuPaul's Drag Race fans. Mm-hmm. That's one. Secondly, alam mo yun, yung common ground namin, parehas kasi kami ng type. So, kung taga Ateneo ka, taga School of Management na Chinito, syempre, you're way up there. So, parang kami, like, alam mo yun, nag-oogle kami about those guys. Mm-hmm. So, parang ganun na yung naging bonding namin. Tapos, afterwards, parang we became roommates. Mm-hmm. Tapos, ano pa nangyari na? Like, lagi kami nagiinuman. We study together. Until naging pseudo-jowa niya ako. Tapos parang, I consider her as my best friend in college. The second one was yung partner ko dito sa business ko ngayon, which was, the rice business. Mm-hmm. We were orgmates. Hindi kami ganun ka-close dati. Pero, when we started the business, constantly kami... Hindi ko alam kung bakit niya ako kinuha. I just offered my services sa parang, ah, okay, sige, I can do creatives. Hindi ko siya in-expect na parang magpa-forge yung friendship because of that business or that gig, whatever. I call that a gig dati. Tapos, ayun, constantly kami nag-interact. Tapos parang, na-realize namin, same kami ng wavelength. Tapos apparently parehas kami palang Libra. So parang, ayun, gets namin yung ugali na isa't isa. Tapos parang, alam mo yun, like during meetings, as in, mabilis yung usapan kasi, ah, okay, same way, Glenn, I agree with that. Ganun. Tapos hanggang sa ngayon, like very, very super friends talaga kami ni, ano, ni Raph. And so Bea and Raph, those are my two best friends in real life. Ayun.
I have another best friend, si Jacqueline.
Okay.
Ano siya, naging bestie ko din siya nung college, mga around, okay, ano kami nun, third year college.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nung mga third year college, doon nag-start yung thesis namin. So parang, doon kami, doon nag-start yung friendship na, alam mo yung parang sa atin, like, nag-click tayo because we're workaholics. No, nag-click naman kami. Kasi sunog-kilay kami nung college. Kung sabay kami nag-thesis hanggang umaga. Ganon. Yun nga yung
parang naisip ko. Magka-group kayo sa thesis?
Hindi. Individual siya.
So sabay lang talaga kayo?
Yes. Sabay kami nag-thesis. Kumbaga, we're looking for, kasi diba pre-pandemic, may mga 24 hours sa mga restaurant, yung mga coffee shop, yun. Doon kami, like, halos iniisa-isa namin. Kasi yung tops and mix, ewan ko mo kung may tops and mix dyan. Di ba 24 hours yan? Lahat ng branch dito sa
Jollibee. Walang tops and mix sa Luzon. I don't know kung wala. Pero wala akong alam sa, ano, sa NCR.
Basta yon, lahat ng branch nun, natambayan namin ni Jackie nung college. Kahit sa ang area pa yan. Kasi ayaw lang namin na parang, alam mo yun, parang inaaraw-araw namin yung isang branch. Baka naman kasi maano kami ng mga staff. So ayun. Yeah. So parang si JP ganun din. Naging close kami kasi, like, lumalabas kami. Yeah, nag-Starbucks kami. Pero ano din ginagawa namin sa Starbucks? Nag-ano kami? Nag-work. Diba? I'm working, may ginagawa sa work siya, nagre-revise ng paper, and then we talk about research and stuff. So, ayun.
Parang think, galing nun, ha? Kasi parang you're a social major, he's a bio major.
True. Diba? Two different fields sa research. Yeah. Nag-uusap-usap lang kami about sa research na, about sa research sa amin, parang ganun. So, ayun. Diba? Parang napaka, for me, parang, okay. Pero ngayon ko lang din na-realize, yun pala yung mga naging common denominator ng mga naging bestie ko talaga.
Mm-hmm. Na mga and people. I think like, same yung ano natin, like common denominator natin, which is parang constant communication talaga and ka-vibes mo talaga true sila. Like totoo. Regardless kung magkaiba yung interests nyo or regardless kung like who you are, like if you have common grounds and you have ano,
true.
Like a good connection talaga, that's when you make besties, you make friends in general, like
at saka,
friends in general. Mm-hmm.
At saka totoo yung sinabi mo na pag ano kayo, pag you're really on the same wavelength, tuloy-tuloy yung, I mean, ang bilis ng ano tawag nito, ng usapan. Like same din kay Fervian, 'di ba? Si Fervian is one of my bestie wops din dito. As in like ang bilis ng negotiation, no? Ate, ganito. Tapos ang usapan. Walang madaming chika. Ang bilis nag-mag-decide, dire-diretso. Tapos, pagkakain, saan kakain? Ah, sige. Okay. Dun, gusto nyo doon, ano? Ayun, parang, alam agad eh. Tapos, ayun, dire-diretso ang gala.
Dun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pero let's tie it back to our episode. How about virtual friends? How, like, is it difficult? Is it more difficult ba? Or, paano ba? Like, for you ba? How do you make your like how did you meet your friends virtually?
Okay, virtually naman, parang hindi siya ganun kahirap in terms sa physical. Kasi kung in real life, kung yung physical talaga na face to face na nakipag friends ka. Mm-hmm. Ang hirap pa eh. Ang hirap kumbaga you have to know how to approach the person, how to talk to that person. Well, somehow applicable din naman siya virtually. Pero alam mo yun parang hindi na ganoon ka hindi ganoon ka critical yung paano mo siya i-approach. It's a virtual setting. Mm-hmm. Pero siguro hindi talaga siya mahirap makipag-friends kasi you can talk to anyone virtually.
Yeah, that's
true. Pero in person ang hirap, parang nakakahiya paminsan, nakausapin.
Oh, parang may hindi ko alam kung bakit pero may confidence booster ang internet. Like maybe like under your social media facade. Like I would assume that everyone has a mask in social media kasi parang true. You always put your best self to social media. Pero ayun, like it, because of that or maybe because you're not talking to that person directly and hindi nila nakikita yung kabuuan mo, parang mas alam mo yun, parang mas confident ka in ano, like to approach people. I don't know. I think it makes things a lot easier, I guess, because of that hyperconnectivity as well. Ano ba? Yung mga siguro friends mo mahirap, ngayon.
Siguro ba? Mahirap lang sa ano, sa ang pinakamahirap lang talaga sa virtually in, is how you will make that right connection.
That's true.
In general. Yun
so ano ba yung right talaga. Connection for you?
Well, for me, pararamdaman ko pag may right connection kami dun sa mga nakakausap ko virtually, okay. Kung nag-usap kami ng tuloy-tuloy. Kasi may mga nakakausap ka like once, twice, and then after that, you're not talking.
That's true.
Kahit, you're not even talking. Pero pag, alam mo yung point na, pag nakapag-usap kayo, and then eventually, nag-usap kayo ulit, and then eventually, nag-usap kayo, and you're not talking about shallow things only. Kumbaga, you tend to talk about things na personal, diba? Kumbaga, nag-level up yung mga pinag-uusapan, diba? Kasi, aminin mo, virtually, may nakakausap tayo for bardahan. Never naman natin nakausap ng mga personal stuff.
Yeah, that's diba? True.
Uh-oh. So, yun, parang ganun yung mga levels na mahirap virtually. And it's hard to trust virtually.
It is. As in, alam mo yun, like virtually there are catfishes. Merong mga tao meron poses. May tao first. Na they make artificial personalities, diba?
Yes.
Or, you know they forge a story and like alam mo yun, ang hirap talaga mag-trust in social media, pero once you find those people na parang okay, like it's like the same na rin as friends in real life, diba?
Kumbaga, yun nga, just like what you've said, yun yung number one mahirap i-build virtually for me talaga, yung trust na, diba? Kasi in making friends, you let people in. So parang nakaka-drain siya when you let people in and then eventually hindi naman pala maganda yung mga nagiging epekto ng mga tao sa'yo before.
And aminin mo, ang dami sa social, ang dami like people who want to be your friends, ang dami sa social media, diba? Pero yung para alam mo yun, parang mas because ang dami mong pamimilian na friends, though hindi ko naman sinasabi na namimili ako ng friends kasi hindi naman talaga. Parang you get to choose the people who you communicate with more. True. Something like that with the people you like open up more. In real life kasi parang because syempre hindi naman pwede lapitan mo lahat ng tao like physically, di ba? Kasi that would be physically draining din as well.
Totoo.
Ayun. I think ano in social media ang daming mo pwede maging friends pero at the same time it's so hard talaga to choose the right ones and I definitely agree with you then.
Pero hindi naman siguro sa point na hindi tayo namimili. Somehow meron tayong mga qualifying factors sino talaga yung fina-friend natin.
Okay.
Kasi syempre ito yung mga tao na that will surround us, that will ano yan, that will influence our mood every day kasi sila yung nakakausap natin every day. Kumbaga ako talaga ako medyo may ipapasok akong topic ha, dun sa pinag-uusapan natin. Ako hindi ako natatakot mag-cut off ng people, ng friend. Hindi ako natatakot mag-cut off ng friend. At so long as hindi siya nakakabigay ng magandang vibe or may, I mean, kasi ako nga personally, I don't like na feeling stagnant ako eh.
Totoo.
Kumbaga, I crave for growth talaga personally. Mm-hmm. And then may person ako na friend na stagnant na parang that will influence me the vibe of chilling. Uh-oh. Ako naman eh hindi naman talaga ako chill as a person.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I'm all over the place most of the time pero in an organized way. Uh-oh. Pero yun nga, ayun, yung mga taong ganun, siguro I think at some point in making friends, we choose our friend. Kasi syempre, pipiliin talaga natin like ganito. Syempre, kung may i-friend naman tayong dalawa, hindi naman nakaka-relate sa atin na palagi tayo nasa trabaho. Paano siya kung, I mean, I'm not degrading those people na walang work, pero isipin mo may isang tao na walang work, tapos tatlo tayo.
Oo. Like, nakakalina siya ng energy, diba?
Kumbaga kasi, He can talk to us.
Uh-oh.
Most of the time. Eh, tayo naman, di naman tayo palagi nag-uusap. Magkatitigan sa Zoom, pero nag-work.
Uh-oh.
Pero maya-maya, chichika na naman pag medyo bakante, ganyan, di ba? So, we tend to understand. Di ba? Pero, yun nga, kumbaga,
pero somehow, is that the only qualifier for you to cut off your friends? Or, ano ba, meron pang ibang, ano, like, ibang reasons
for me, for me yun lang, for me yun lang talaga yung bibigay sa akin na major reason na i-cut off siya, yung hindi siya, I mean, hindi siya nakakapagbigay ng magandang vibe sa akin in terms of personal na, alam mo yun, personal na vibe. Pag nakikita ko na parang it's not giving me the vibe na parang alam mo yun, na gusto ko kasi yung tao na may super ambitious.
That's
yung,
true.
I mean, super maraming gusto sa buhay. Kasi, mm-hmm, that will also, in ano eh, kumbaga, irradiate yung vibe na yun within the circle na parang, hala, si ano nga, o si Fervy nga, ay gustong-gusto niyang maganito, gustong-gusto niyang ganito, nagaganito siya. And then, you will look at it na parang, hala, oo. Tapos, why not ako din?
Oo, parang diba? Ano, parang the drive keeps you, like, it's very magnetic, yung ano, yung pag, yung pag, like, when someone grows, you're not really pressured, pero alam mo yun, you want to grow with that friend as well.
Yes.
Diba? And when someone pulls you down, parang, ah, okay, well, fuck. Parang ganun. Like, ang hirap. For me naman, when I cut off a friend, it's because, alam mo, like, fights are normal, pero when there is something na parang, alam mo yung sobrang grabbing ginawa sa'yo, parang either na-demoralize ka ng bongga, you felt betrayed, or parang there's some, like, even in friendships kasi may red flags eh. Like, if someone backstabs you, if someone, alam mo yun, parang, if someone is, ako, like, marami kasi akong friends parang, ano, nakaka-work ko din eventually, like, maybe in a project or something. Tapos, alam mo yun, when they're unproductive, alam ko na dapat i-separate yung friendship from work, pero when they're unproductive and alam mo yun, it also resonates, like, na-realize, oh shit, ganun din siya sa friendship ko. Parang,
true.
Alam mo yun, hindi siya, ano, hindi siya nakakatulong, tapos parang nangyayari na parang slowly you're drifting off. Tapos parang, well, if wala na talagang point na mag-usap kayo, sometimes it's okay to cut off. Sometimes you can make it a low maintenance friendship or whatever.
True.
Pero like those people, like my best friends right now, very low maintenance yung friendships namin. Pero alam mo yun, parang magnetic pa rin. Like, alam mo yun, may ano pa rin, like naghihilahan pa rin kayo pataas kasi parang pag in-update kayo, okay, I have a new work now, or parang the business is getting better, or parang uy, na-promote ako. Di ba parang, ano rin, like, the growth is always, ano, the growth is, parang, it makes you ecstatic. Like, even though hindi ikaw yung person na yun, parang, alam mo yun, like, you celebrate those victories as well. Compared to, like, people who drifted off, or parang, compared to people who, like, did shit to you dati, parang, okay.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. Yun yung, yun yung gusto kong, yun yung parang, nagiging effect pag yun yung mga tao na nakapalibot sa iyo. Kasi, for example, si Raph and si Bea, like, your best friends. Like, for me, si JP, si Joven, like, sila Fervian, si Jackie. Kumbaga, we're best friends, but hindi namin kailangan na nag-uusap everyday. Kasi, sila yung mga tao, yung mga tipo ng tao na may mga career na binibuild.
Mm-hmm.
May mga kanya-kanyang hustle. Mm-hmm. So, parang, alam mo yun, kumbaga, we tend to understand kay mga times na hindi tayo magkakausap. But then, the moment na mag-uusap tayo, it's still the same. You're still on the same page sa friendship.
At saka, I think it also applies to our online friends. Tying it back again to the episode, parang it also applies to our online friends eh. Yung aming Philippine Chamber of Marites in Twitter space.
True.
Like, alam mo yun, sina JV ka, very sub-sub sa trabaho. Pero, when you get to see them in spaces, when they join the Zoom, parang alam mo yun, like, sobrang saya niyo na magkakasama kayo. Like, Ashley, di ba?
Yes.
Ashley's working really hard. Like, alam mo yun, magti-teacher na siya. Like, di ba? Tapos, alam mo yun, sub-sub siya 8 to 8. Pero when you interact with Ashley again, parang sobrang, ano, sobrang saya.
It's the same.
Sino ba ba? Si, ano, si...
Sila Alteo, di ba?
Parang, ang ganda ng company niya ngayon. Tapos, totoo. Ang ganda rin ng work niya. Si Marco,
kanya, diba? May bagong work na din.
Si Maring Marco, like after weeks na ano, na parang naghahanap talaga siya ng work. And never siya na-stagnant sa paghahanap ng work, ha. True. Like after that, parang, alam mo yun, like we are all busy with our lives in general. Pero, you have those friends na parang, alam mo yun, kahit low maintenance or kahit high maintenance, na ano, na parang, alam mo yun, like, even though hindi kayo talaga nag-meet in real life, like as online friends, pero alam mo yung, like, the energy is still the same as, ano, as your friends in real life. Mm-hmm. Ayun, as in sobrang nakaka-happy lang talaga. Like, to be fair, not all friendships are always happy. Ayun, pero, ayun, it's nice to have online friends, especially in a time na, alam mo yun, pandemya, Scooby-Doo is there, ganun.
Oo, totoo. So, parang, ano na din, siguro, it will all boil down to, kung ano yung mga qualifiers mo, yun din yung magiging, kumbaga, kung gaano mo binibigyo yung mga qualifiers mo as you make friends, yun din yung magiging turn out ng friendship. Like, for example, kinaibigan mo siya on the shallow reason na parang, nagkameet kami. Ganun lang. Like, na-meet mo siya.
Uh-oh.
Naging friends kayo. So, parang, on that point, yun lang yung foundation ng friendship nyo kasi nag-meet lang kayo.
Oo. Actually, do you consider them as friends agad? Or do you consider them as acquaintances?
Well, siguro, I can say na parang friends. Yeah.
Okay.
Friends. Na parang,
the most just basic put, form na friend.
Ganun. Yes. Just to put a label on it, we're friends.
Okay.
Ganon. Uh-huh. Kumbaga parang, yeah, to respect the person. Kasi somehow, nagkaroon din kami ng may pinagsamahan. Ganon. Uh-huh. Okay, nagkausap. Ganon. We're friends. Siguro, doon siya talaga. Pero syempre, yung turn out ng friendship namin, kasi dahil nga nagkakilala lang kami, mm-hmm. nagkita lang kami. Hindi ganun kaganda yung magiging turn out ng friendship. May mga tendencies na mag-away talaga kami. Kasi yung, alam mo yun, yung reason na naging friends kayo, kung gaano siya ka-shallow, ganun din yung magiging, yung magiging reason sa bakit masisira yung friendship nyo. Kasi okay. Doon lang din siya nagsimula eh. Yun din yung ano ko, perception ko in making friends. Kumbaga, the moment na when we go deeper sa friendship,
uh-huh.
I mean, parang, alam mo yun? Kumbaga, pag deep kasi yung friendship nyo, hindi ka basa-basa na offend.
Totoo.
Hindi ka basa-basa na hurt sa mga opinions nila kahit,
uh-huh.
Alam mo yun, may mga times kasi na parang may mga opinion yung friends natin. Pero, may mga times naman na yung friend natin sinabihan tayo ng ganito, hindi tayo na-offend. Pero yung isa na-offend tayo kasi hindi magkapareho yung level of friendship na meron tayo dun sa dalawa.
Oh, pero tying it back online, di ba? Parang, when you're in social media kasi, like, there's a pressure to be politically correct. Like, does that also affect the friendship dynamic as well?
Yes.
For you?
Of course. Mm-hmm. For me, yes. Kasi, nakaka-apekto talaga yun sa friendship. Lalo, kasi, let's admit it na yun nga, part ng red flags ko talaga yung pag hindi talaga politically correct yung friend ko. Na parang we tend to argue with things na hindi naman dapat ina-argue, na dapat alam mo to. Hindi to, kumbaga, there are things kasi na dapat alam mo. Dapat aware ka before you talk. Parang ganun. Kasi ayoko talaga yung friend na kuda ng kuda. Mm-hmm. Parang alam mo yun, hindi naman siya nag-fact check before siya kumuda. It's a deal breaker for me. You can't be my friend. Mm-hmm. Pag ano ka talaga, kuda ka lang ng kuda.
I mean, coming from a state you na known for activism, na known for known for standing up for what's right talaga, like honor and excellence, diba? I mean, it's so hard to befriend someone who likes BDS posts, who shares historical revisionist posts online.
Diba? True.
So parang, it's so easy to, alam mo, it's hard to cut off a friendship, pero once you know their values, and,
true.
It, like, it shows a lot, diba? Like, the fact na when you support Pacquiao, na against LGBT, and vehemently says na, mas masahol pa tayo sa hayop. Tapos, biglang sabihin mo, okay, I'm gonna support him in this election. Parang,
True.
Okay, what the fuck, diba? Fuck you. Kasi it resonates din on how they think of, like, how they, like, the principles that they have as well. Kung they agree with Pacquiao, ano pang gagawin niya sa'yo? Lalo na, ano diba tayo? Like,
kasi it's somehow it's a gesture na parang that person agree also dun sa, so sinabi niya na, like, let's say for example, mas mahasahol pa tayo sa hayop, diba? Uh-oh. So it simply means na you support Pacquiao, you support his statements, mm-hmm. you support his values, you support his kung ano man yung mga kung ano man mga idea na meron siya na gusto niya ipatupad sa kung ano mang gagawin niya sa
pero
sa
we always natin. Aim to try to educate them, diba? Like,
true.
Alam mo yun, like talk to them or whatever. Pero alam mo yun, like, even though you know that is a real person and not a troll hiding behind a click farm, alam mo yun, parang ang hirap i-stomach ng ganun friendship. Tapos even when you educate them, parang when they still believe in that, parang there wasn't any change. Parang dun ka na mapapawonder, parang okay, is it okay to cut off these people? And sometimes I really do cut off those people kasi I can't stomach having a friend like that. Ikaw ba, ganun ka rin ba?
Oo, kasi, alam mo kasi, it's not just like supporting that person eh. Like, for example, yung kay Pacquiao. It's not just like that. Mm-hmm. Kasi pag sinabi, kumbaga, kung nagsusupport siya sa idea ni Pacquiao, I mean, ano din siya, makokonnect mo rin siya sa mga mangyayari in the near future. Like, say, for example, hindi siya ganun ka-inclusive with people which are marginalized. Like, kasi, syempre, kumbaga, hindi lang siya sa LGBT na community. Mm-hmm. It applies to every aspect na merong mga ganung concept.
Yeah.
Diba? That's so true. Parang so hindi ka ganun ka-inclusive as a person. Uh-huh. Kumbaga hindi ka, kumbaga, I mean, 'di ba? Marami siyang marami akong pwedeng maging interpretation out of that support na ipapakita niya doon sa mga tao na pinusuportahan niya.
Yeah, for so example, I think that's the first qualifier that you have, right? Yung, at least in line with your values, di ba?
Yes. Or at least importante.
It's important na parang yun nga. Like, syempre, ano ka ba? Like, makikipag ano ka ba sa taong lagi mong makaka-argue? Hindi naman. So I think that's the first qualifier.
Pero to clear that one, hindi naman sa parang we are trying to impose our values on other people. No.
Uh-oh.
Kumbaga, we're just finding our own tribe. Kumbaga, yeah, with the same true. Values.
Oh, diba? We're finding our own tribe, and sometimes there are universally agreed upon things that they don't believe. Like, human rights. Diba? True. Or like, ano, like, common decency and respect regardless of their religion, gender, expression, true. Or like political beliefs, right? Like, I do get sometimes in political beliefs, ano, like, magka-clash talaga. Pero there are certain aspects na parang if that politician doesn't necessarily respect life in general, tapos biglang you support them, parang off naman, diba? So, ayun. That's for me. So I think that's our first qualifier, like being in line with the values that we have. Second, ano pa ibang qualifiers for this one?
Yeah, for me, yung qualifiers is, isa rin qualifier ko yung vision niya sa buhay niya.
Mm-mm.
Ayoko sa person na go with the flow. So, importante sa akin yung vision. Kasi parang, kumbaga, how do you see yourself as a person? Kasi siguro yun yung na-learn ko as a sociology major na I always give value to their stories.
Yeah.
Kumbaga, importante sa akin yung story mo. It's important for me to understand your story and it's important for me to know how do you see yourself ba as a person? Kasi, you will be my friend eh. How do you see yourself ba? Kasi kung you don't see yourself as someone as big as like this, di ba? Parang, how can I even be with you? Kumbaga, pwede mo ako, yun na nga, that mindset can really it and influence me na parang, sige, si ano nga, go with the flow lang. How, bakit ko ba kailangan i-pressure yourself ko? Kasi yun yung ano ko before. I have these friends na super go with the flow.
Uh-oh.
And then parang sinasabi nila na, ano ka ba? Masyado kang namang seryoso sa life. You're only 22.
Oo. Pero diba? Ito kasi, like we have different online personalities. And sometimes, hindi nagre-reflect yung mga ginagawa natin in real life.
True.
Compared to our social media selves. Like for example, very chill ako mag-tweet, pero ngarag talaga ako sa work. Does that really affect you approaching a person in social media to be their friend?
Like their posts?
Parang ganun. Their posts. Oo.
No, actually hindi. Kasi yung mga posts naman and tweets, di ba? Parang randomly lumalabas yun in the app. Nagpa-pop it sa mind natin and then we type it down and then tweet it. Mm-hmm. Di ba? As of the moment. So parang, hindi naman siya, for example, like tweet ako na parang chill, coffee, parang ganun lang. Hindi ka naman nag-coffee buong araw, hello? Mm-hmm. Of course, 24 hours. Hindi ka 24 hours na nag-coffee.
Oo, tama. Kumbaga,
at some point ng araw mo, may ginawa ka talaga. So, parang,
so are you saying na ano, parang these friendships are not really brewed on the, ano, the, I don't know, the profiles of people and the timelines, but it's on the private conversations ba? That's what, is that what you're saying?
No, of course not. Kasi remember mo, kahit nga nag-uusap nga sa like Twitter space, diba? Kahit nga nag-uusap sa Twitter space, you will never understand the person kahit sa Twitter space lang. Mm-hmm. Kasi, diba, na-remember mo nung last time sa space, may parang, yung nasad ako na parang na-judge ako nung isang tao na nakausap natin sa space na parang, I'm so, ano daw, what do you call, ano yung tinawag niya sa akin? I'm so playful.
Mm-mm.
Kasi diba, we tend to play sa ano eh, parang a persona sa space. Yeah. At the moment, for entertainment purposes, kasi somehow we tend to entertain people, diba, sa Twitter space.
Oo, totoo. Tapos syempre,
may mga sinasabi,
you know,
may mga
ginagawa.
May diba? So parang, you can never judge a person kung paano sila mag-interact sa social media unless, kumbaga, yeah, pwede naman yun, like, social media platforms. Kumbaga, hindi mo sila ma-judge na nakausap mo lang sila sa Twitter space.
Uh-oh.
Kasi Twitter space is, kumbaga tayo, pumapasok tayo sa Twitter space with a goal.
That's right.
And somehow, our goal is to entertain people. Mm-hmm. So we tend to do things, di ba? May sinasabi tayo sa space, just to entertain, just to make them laugh.
Yeah.
Di ba? Pero, outside Twitter space, iba naman tayo, kumbaga, pag nag-uusap naman tayo sa Zoom, iba naman tayo mag-usap.
Mm-hmm.
Pag nag-chat tayo sa group chat sa Twitter, iba rin tayo mag-usap, 'di ba? So parang ganoon. Kumbaga it's a qualifier talaga na parang you have to really know the person as a whole, not just how you started the interaction with them.
Yeah. So ito, like since you're not really judging it on like interaction in social media, like where do you draw the line in like okay, nami-meet ko na, like, nakikilala ko na tong person na to.
Mm. Pag ano na, pag syempre may mga things na kayo na napag-uusapan. Kasi, I mean, like, you tend to share personal things.
Oo.
Diba? Simple as, ate, may bago akong work. Ibang level yon. Not all, hindi lahat ng friends mo nasasabihan mo ng ganun bigla-bigla. Ate, kausap ko si ganito. Yeah. Ibang level of friendship yung merong ganun eh. Uh-oh. So, kumbaga, there are people naman na nakakausap lang natin sa space. Hindi naman natin nakaka-DM.
Oo.
'Di ba? Sobrang dami nila. Meron naman na nami-meet natin sa labas, smile lang. Hindi mo naman nakaka-chika. Eh, kamusta?
So diba? Would you agree na parang in order for like an acquaintance or parang like maybe a social media mutual to be like considered like above the basic definition of a friend is when you share something that you don't really share some like that thing to anyone. Parang ganun ba?
For me, yun talaga. Yun yung, I mean, yun yung na magiging, yun yung parang kailangan or hindi man siguro requirement, pero when you get to that point, you can consider that person as something beyond the basic definition of a friend.
And I kasi, think eto na rin yung time na parang you throw away that facade, like the social media facade, diba? So parang regardless if you go on Zoom, regardless if you chat, or alam mo yun, like when you call, diba, parang some like you know it's a friend if they throw away their social media facade and like they become real people na. Parang ganun. And it's so hard to describe it, diba? It's so hard to describe like having like a real friend in social media kasi parang alam mo yun, like a lot of people are skeptical in ano, like a lot of people are skeptical dun sa mga online friendships kasi parang, like, it's easily disposable kasi never pa kayo nag-meet in your life. Which I totally disagree kasi parang there are people who I, ano, who I interact with better and who I jive with better na hindi ko pa namimit. Like, case in point, Neil. Diba?
True, diba? So parang, ganun lang. I mean, iba kasi, kumbaga siguro doon nag-meet yung physical na pag making friends, at saka yung virtual na making friends. Mm-hmm. Doon sila nag-meet. Kumbaga, yung connection nga. I mean, kasi depende na rin yun eh, on how you adapt. Kasi lalo na ngayon na everything's virtual. So parang, you're doing it online. So parang, it depends on how you adapt talaga na how you really make that connection.
Mm-hmm.
So ayun, you have to be critical lang din kasi kumbaga making friends, hindi lang siya yung parang shallow topic na parang how do you make friends? No, usap lang ako. Ganun. It's not just like that. Hindi lang siya ganun kadali na usapin, di ba?
Pero before the pandemic pa, were you a skeptic in forging online relationships?
No. I'm not ano din kasi I'm a fan of ano din eh. I'm a fan of online dating apps. So siguro it's part din na parang sabihin mo
or kung, maybe because so Gen Z tayo. Kasi like usually millennials, Gen Ys, they prefer meeting friends in real life,
in person.
Uh-oh. So is it a generation thing or is it like we tend to have friends because on those platforms because convenient yun? Is it something like that?
I think it's not ano naman, it's not about ano lang, it's not about the generation pero it's about the preference lang. Siguro depende rin kasi sa depende rin kasi sa tao kung gusto niya talaga in person or gusto niya din talaga na okay lang sa kanya na virtual lang. Hmm. So depende preference talaga siya pero yun nga, parang talking about being skeptic, hindi talaga siya for me kasi yun nga. Kasi kung if you are skeptical on building relationships online, hindi ka talaga fan.
That's
ng online dating apps.
Oo, totoo.
Oo. Kumbaga magiging chaotic lang yung experience mo kasi mag-overthink ka lang. It will just give you anxiety every now and then pag nandun ka sa app na yun. So, for me, ano siya sa akin, I'm not, ano, yun nga, siguro, yun nga, dahil nga social butterfly, kumbaga hindi ako critical in terms of sa setting kung saan tayo nagkakilala. As long as, kumbaga, maganda yung naging connection, nag-uusap, ganyan, okay kang kausap, that's important, diba?
Pero so, aminin mo, like, there's a different dynamic between apps, gets mo? Iba yung dynamic sa Tinder, iba yung dynamic sa Facebook, iba yung dynamic sa Twitter. Kasi, awan ko, like, it depends on your preferred platform, pero feeling ko kasi Twitter is the most alam mo yun, bear it all. What the fuck? We don't care. Diba?
Totoo.
For hindi Facebook ko na, kasi, awan ko kung bakit, pero undemure ng Facebook for me. And hindi siya nakaka-affect sa life ko. Ikaw ba? Sa mga platforms. Iba-iba ba yung dynamic ng friendships mo?
Let's talk about Facebook and Twitter. Sa Twitter, alam mo yung no filter lahat ng sasabihin mo. Pero in Facebook, you tend to maintain this type of image.
True.
Same with IG, diba?
Same
with IG. Pinifilter.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga, alam mo yun, yung pinopost mo sa Facebook, di ba? Parang, hindi ko din alam kung anong meron sa Facebook, ano rin yung meron sa Twitter, bakit naging ganun yung naging, alam mo yun, naging mood nila or naging vibe nila na parang sa Twitter, you can't just say anything. You can you can express your opinion. But on Facebook, I don't know. Siguro, sa Twitter kasi, ang daming aware.
Yeah,
awareness on Facebook is really high. And Facebook on Twitter, I mean, is really high. Yeah. Ang daming educated in terms of social issues, yung mga nangyayari, which are important, diba? Ang dami rin sa Facebook naman kasi. Ewan ko ba? Pero, the hate though, ang dali nilang ilabas yung hate. But if they don't like anything, they can swarm to that post and then you know, ang daming keyboard warriors sa ano eh, sa Facebook. Eh, sa Twitter naman, basta as long as tama ka, as long as valid yung opinion mo, you go ka lang. And people on Twitter tend to respect opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo
yun? So, how about maintaining friendships? Like, is it easier on Twitter? Is it easier on Facebook or Instagram?
Ako ha, based on experience, mas madaling mag-maintain ng friendship sa Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Mas nakikilala ko, 'di ba? Aminin mo ikaw, mas nakikilala mo yung friends mo sa Twitter.
Oo, kasi usually Twitter is a diary for Gen Zs, eh, di ba? Like, if you check their tweets, parang okay, ito yung nangyari sa buhay nito. And ganito yung personality nito, kahit hindi mo pa siya nakikilala. Even though, I get it. My facade, my... like, you tend to show your best foot forward. Pero, alam mo, in Twitter, it's less compared to IG, compared to Facebook. Diba? I don't know. True. It's not we're putting Twitter on a pedestal here, diba? Pero, alam mo yun, like, in our experience, at least, on our community, sa Twitter, like, the Twitter space community in the Philippines, and also, you know, like, the yung circles natin inside, diba? Parang ganun yung nangyayari.
True. Totoo.
Ayun. So, when do you go cross-platform with a friend from a social media?
Siguro pag yun na nga, pag may na mga pag may ano na, iba na yung connection na parang hindi lang kami nag-usap nito.
Okay.
Diba? Tayo naman kasi, nagkatsikahan tayo sa space, iba na yung connection natin nun eh. Diba? Yeah. Yung friendship natin sa space, nag-start siya nung nag-segment kayo.
Yeah, that's true.
Diba? Uh-oh. Nag-dive in ako kasi busy kayo lahat.
Oo.
Diba? Kumbaga, dun tayo nag-start naka-build ng connection na parang, I like these people and I mean, kumbaga, na ano, busy kayo sa space and then meron kayong segment, let's go. Let's save this space. Parang, alam mo yun, parang hindi siya siguro, it really won't start with the conversation you had, but the feeling.
Yes,
yung feeling na mabibigay mo. Kumbaga yung vibe na nabigay sa'yo ng tao. Like,
actually, no, same din. Like, the reason why I wanted to become your friend, like, consistently nun, was not because, like, may Zoom bahay kayo or parang, alam mo yun, like, not because you were funny, pero alam mo yun, yung parang, the fact na, dun sa, again, din, like, it was the same event. Like, busy kami lahat sa space, pero nakita ko yung higitan paakyat na ano, na...
Yes.
Na mentality natin dalawa. Tapos I was really grateful na tinweet ko talaga yung ano, yung family mo, like, sa Twitter space. Like, alam mo, it warmed my heart to the point na parang okay, I wanna get this to know this person better, maybe platonic. Diba? Ayun, so parang okay, like, tapos after that parang like consistent communications na tayo,
totally,
like we made parang consistently nagsa-space na tayo together, tapos umali na ako sa Zoom bahay. Tapos,
and we made a show out of that one.
And we made a consistent show. Tapos people were, ano, people got us for, you know, like, space records. Diba?
Yes.
Until the point, at this point right now, parang ilang months pa na tayo magkakilala. Pero it's like, we've known each other forever.
For years. Diba?
Yeah, diba?
Like, in the span of like 3, 4, 5 months, diba?
Parang, yeah,
ang dami nang nangyari, ang dami nating nagawa.
Ang dami na rin drama, to be fair.
True, ang daming drama, di ba? Nag-iyaka, nagtawa, ano na lang nangyari, di ba? Marami nang na-witness na, yun yung friends, di ba? Nagkapalitan na ng trabaho, friends pa din, di ba? Mm-hmm. So parang, yun yung importante. Kumbaga, kahit anong mangyari, yung connection nandyan, kasi deep yung naging start. Kumbaga, di ba?
Yeah.
Yun nga, nag-start tayo sa space. Sabi natin, nag-start tayo sa space. Nag-start yung pagkakakilala natin dahil, kumbaga, to the rescue ang lola mo. Pero alam mo yun, kumbaga, nabigyan siya ng feeling na parang, yung parang, iba yung vibe na nabigay eh. Just like yung, on my end naman, yung na-feel ko na vibe that time. Kaya hindi ako nag-hesitate to do the space kasi kumbaga, these people are so nice.
Yeah.
These people are, and I can feel na parang they are so professional. Like, you have, like, there's you, there's Miss Keith, there's, kumbaga, nandun pa sila Daddy John O, sila Albert, di ba parang, these people, kumbaga, ito yung mga tao na parang, I want to surround myself. Parang, they work a lot.
Yeah.
Yun talaga yung qualifier ko eh.
Actually, totoo. Like, even right now, diba? Like, I'm literally living in the apartment of a friend I met online. Diba? Parang, alam mo yun, when you want to surround yourself with people, regardless kung when you meet online, or regardless if you meet, like, you know, in real life, parang, you, like, alam mo yun, dun na nag-gray yung black and white, diba? doon na nagmerge yung lines natin.
True.
And I think that's a beautiful thing. Eh. Kasi dati, we were skeptics. Dati, we were scared to make friends online because, alam mo yun, like, you can't really trust people. Up until now naman, we don't really trust agad-agad. But seeing these relationships being forged and seeing, alam mo yun, like, people having genuine relationships in social media, like, platonic, romantic, or whatever, it just shows na parang you can't really define a friendship, whether it's, you know, like in social media or outside, but it's about the connection talaga. And ayun, siguro to wrap up this episode, mm-hmm. it's all about the connection. It's all about how you feel with your friends. And it's also about how you're in line and how you can be completely opposite, diba? Pero you can you can be friends as well. Pero the bottom line is, if the connection is there and alam mo yun, parang there's still a spark in friendship and alam mo yun, like, you want to get to know that person even more and grow with that person. Well, relationship na rin. Parang relationship na nga rin actually. Pero alam mo yun, regardless kung online yun or offline, it's still a friendship. And alam mo yun, it's still a genuine friendship. Ikaw ba? Anong takeaways mo for this episode?
Ayun. Siguro, my takeaway was, ano din, siguro, yun. I want to point it out na yung mga qualifiers natin on how we make friends, yun doon talaga natin, doon talaga mabibase kung ano yung magiging quality ng friendship na magkakaroon tayo. Kasi, kumbaga, yun nga, you deserve what you tolerate. So parang, kung meron ka talagang qualifier, binibig deal mo talaga yung making friends. Magkakaroon ka talaga ng genuine friendship at genuine friends as well. So, for me, I want to give shout out dun din sa mga friends natin, di ba? Kasi hindi tayo, kumbaga, at some point in our life, merong mga naging na turn out. Yung maganda yung turn out ng friendship. Super ganda ng turnout. Kasi kahit sabihin natin na hindi naman, kasi may mga tao magsasabi, you're not interacting anymore online, di na kayo umeere or whatnot. Mm-mm. But still, we're talking. Every now and then, we check on each other, na mag-uusap, uy ate, ano na dyan? Diba? Mm-hmm. Simple, aminin mo, simple as messaging your friend na, uy ate, ano na dyan? Diba? Mm-hmm. It's different eh. Hindi lahat ng friends mo nagaganon mo. So, parang yun for me, that's my key takeaway in this conversation na, kumbaga, you deserve what you tolerate. You give a deeper qualifier, deeper reason, or deeper meaning in making friends. And that's eventually, true. Yung foundation ng friendship nyo, ganun din.
And I think it's a perfect way to wrap up the episode na parang ayun, like, you can make friends outside or maybe inside, like social media. And I think that's I think we've exhausted whatever whatever thoughts that we have regarding this topic. And ayun, guys, you can catch us every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Again, I'm Migs.
And I am Neil.
And this is Inside the Closet with Migs
and Neil.